Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everyone? Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Coming to you live. This is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR back in the saddle after a day off. It's good to be back. There's some crazy things that's going on that we're going to get into today. We're talking about the start of this NBA bubble real season now that the scrimmages are over. I love Mercury News and notes to show. Not a lot because they play today. So we'll get into a little bit later on tomorrow how they performed today. And the Astros, the Dodgers are beating them. Why? You cheated us. I know that sounds really sarcastic, and you're probably going to be like, oh, my God, you okay cheating. I don't okay cheating, but I'll explain why the Dodgers look like little whiny crybabies. And the Astros, to me, are going to come out looking better in this, especially than Joe Kelly, who everyone is just behind all of a sudden. More players are opting out of the NFL, left and right. And the Marlins, everyone needs to opt out of the Marlins. We'll get into all that right here on the Cave Show today with PLR. This is PLR. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. Get down there, peep them out, let them know PLR sent you. Get 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also can become a club member, let them know, let them know that I told you to do that because it's the best thing for you. You get a locker. It backs up directly to a humidor. You get access to the members lounge. There's a bunch of stuff back there that's not out in the regular area. So become a club member. Get your locker. Best cigar sticks in the valley. Now, if you can't get down there, don't sweat it. Go to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. Most orders shipped out the exact same day. So you're not going to be sitting there waiting. And it's not like one of those places where online you see one thing and in the store you see another. The same selection that you will see in both places. Again, that's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Get on down there. Tomorrow is Cigars with the Cave Show, so I will be there. If you come in while I'm there, you get 15% off your cigar purchase. Otherwise, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Again, let them know that PLR sent you. Welcome to the Cave Show. You heard some of the topics. I'm not down with these whining, head-hunting Dodgers. I know the Astros cheated. I'll get into that. The Marlins have a whole issue of problems. NFL players are opting out. We have a phone line. It's Kerry Lackey Law Line. Call in number 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. Take a couple calls to start the show. Thank you for waiting. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Lou, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Well, like I've always said to you, like I said to you before, once a cheat, always a cheat. And I guess the Astros just continued to abide by that.
Well, this isn't what they did this year. This is for what happened before. And so the Dodgers are still up in their underwear about what happened. And, Lou, I don't condone cheating. I don't think cheating is cool. I think whatever you do, you should do it the right way. My problem is with baseball. Baseball turns a blind eye to cheating when it fits the cheating narrative. So when Phil Niekro has a file in his back pocket, that's funny and that's cute. It's cheating, but it's funny and it's cute. When someone throws a spitball, it's funny and it's cute. But if you steal a sign, you can steal the sign as long as you're stealing the sign the right way. Baseball has too many unwritten rules. And what happens to me is when you have so many unwritten rules, you start to push the envelope. you start to live in the gray. The perfect example of that are the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots are known cheaters. They have six world titles. They've been busted for every type of gate you can come up with. And they keep winning, and they keep pushing the gray area. The Astros push the gray area. I find it funny that all the ex-Astros, after they won rings and go to other teams, squeal. When they're on the team, they're saying nothing. And I understand there's pressure. Don't get me wrong. Peer pressure is a you-know-what. But at the same time,
I'll be kind.
Someone, not one person in that whole clubhouse that was opposed to the cheating that they were doing had the balls to step up and say anything while they were there. Not one. So I don't really want to hear it. And look, if you want retribution and you're the Dodgers, fine. Hit a guy dead in the ribs. Hit a guy dead on the thigh. But when you headhunt, you're an asshole. Because you could kill somebody. And Joe Kelly, to me, you know, I see other announcers and I see other local guys say, Joe Kelly, my hero. If he had hit a Houston Astro player in the head and killed him, would he still be your hero? So don't tell me that. That's jerk behavior. If you're going to drill someone, get him in the ribs. And it's also real easy for Joe Kelly to play RoboCop, considering he doesn't have to hit this year. So I'm all, listen, if you want retribution, take your retribution. Don't hit guys in the head. Don't go ahead, honey. That makes you an asshole.
You can kill somebody that way.
Yes. So I'm not down with that. I'm not down with that. The Dodgers didn't win a World Series because the Astros cheated them. The Dodgers have won like six consecutive division titles. They can't win a World Series because they choke.
Yeah.
So, Dodger fans, don't at me. Your team chokes. That's why you lose. So, I don't know. Maybe you should throw them at Mr. Heimlich because you're the chokers.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah.
But just my thoughts.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree. But, I mean, because I don't condone cheating either. I mean, this is, you know, of course, cheating is nothing new in baseball. This goes way back 100 years.
Exactly. And that's why I said, what did you think would happen? Lou, let me ask you this question. So you're in a relationship, and you're supposed to come home. I don't want to say it like, you know, you're supposed to come home, but it's respectful to come home if you're out with the boys or whatever, with your friends. Come home 9, 10 o'clock. So you come home 11 o'clock one day, and your girl, your girlfriend, wife, significant other, boyfriend, whatever, I don't know, doesn't say anything. And you go, they didn't say anything. So you push it to 12. Then they don't say anything. So you push it to 1. And then they don't say anything. And you keep pushing that envelope, but then when you get to 5 a.m., they're like, oh, my God, you're such a jerk, you never come home at 12. Well, they've let you go so much that you push the envelope to now they're tired of it. Well, baseball is the same with cheating. You let it go so much, eventually someone's going to push the envelope too far. So I think that's what my problem is. So I'm mad at the Astros for cheating at the level that they did, but baseball turns a blind eye so much. What did they expect?
Yeah, I didn't expect much of anything at all. I mean, because, you know, like I said, once a cheat, always a cheat, and they just don't learn.
No, and this year, you know what? Actually, I'm going to be the most unpopular person everywhere in this country except Houston. I hope the Astros win it all this year. If my White Sox or my Diamondbacks don't, I hope the Astros win it all. And it's not because I'm rooting for them for being cheaters. I want to see them get retribution the right way to show that they can play baseball without the cheating. And that way I can watch the Dodgers choke again, too.
Because they probably will.
Yes,
will. Yeah, but you know, I think baseball's got a bigger problem than if the Astros are going to cheat. I mean, what are you going to do about the Marlins? My God, now it's at the 18.
You know what? I don't. Obviously, they're not going to play 60 games. obviously.
No.
Obviously, they reside in a state where their governor has no clue of what's going on, even though they're not necessarily responsible for getting it in that state. But now you got other teams not even wanting to come to Florida to play. So
exactly.
Major League Baseball has a dilemma, a big dilemma. And
yeah.
Lou, do you have to just say, Marlins, you can't play this year?
I think for the good of the game, yeah. I mean, will we agree with? No. But it's in the hands of Major League Baseball, not the Marlins.
Right. Well, it should be in the hands of the people with the Center of Disease Control saying you can't roll these guys out to play if they have that devil running around in their system. So,
I mean, number one, the Marlins don't need to draw anybody anyway, so it's not great. And three teams from the MLS tournament was supposed to be in, you know, had to were not allowed to play because of that. I don't think it's going to matter much just if just the Marlins, you know, are out because basically they don't have any fans anyway to begin with. So it's not going to be much of a big loss if they're gone.
Yeah, they have more fans with the cardboard cutouts.
Maybe two or three.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, because that's not a very popular franchise anyway, and neither is Tampa. But it is a shame to see, you know, what's been happening. But why is this happening all just this one team? I mean, really?
I don't know, but you know what, Lou? I think baseball could have solved this, and I think football.
Oh yeah,
they're too dumb to take a cautionary eye at this too. But there is an easy way to have solved this, and I'm going to tell you how. I'm going to say it right here. I'm going to say it right now. Go for it. I'll let you go and tell me what you think I'm going to say.
Play in a bubble.
Play in a bubble. And here's how. Here's how they could have done it. And no one listened to me. And it's a shame no one listened to me.
For me.
But they could have. So here's what you do. New York, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco. They all have two Major League Baseball stadiums.
Right.
Where they could house, where they could play basically a doubleheader every day. So you could have four teams playing every day in San Fran, four teams playing every day in Oakland, four teams playing in L.A. at the Angels, four teams playing at the Dodgers. And you just keep going up. Then what you do is you have a podding system. Those that get out of the San Fran area play the L.A. area. Those that get out of the New York area play the Chicago stadiums. Then the winners of those two play either, you know, in one of those four cities. You put the players in a bubble for 60 days or 90 days, just like the NBA did, and you let them pound out the season. You put them in specific hotels that they only go from that hotel to the ballpark back to the hotel. I don't want to hear from players saying it's too hard because I know it's hard. I know it's hard for soldiers to get deployed for 3 to 6 months. But if you're going to make the money that they make and you want to make it and be safe and feel safe, you're going to have to go to the bubble. And I'm going to tell you this, Lou, and maybe you disagree with me. If I make $20 million a year, I could look at my wife and not feel bad by saying, I'm going to go get our family this $25 million. I'll be back in 3 months. When guys and everyday life says, I'll be back in 3 months. I have to go to Afghanistan. I'll be back. I'm going to be deployed in Germany guarding tanks for the next 3 months. I'll be back. I think athletes could take that same burden on. And you could do the same thing in football, Lou. You could have teams that play in close cities do the same thing where they have more than one stadium. You hub them together and you do two. First off, you change the schedule from 16 games down to 12 games. I don't know, maybe I'm crazy. They used to play a 12-game schedule. And you do
before
the same
1960s.
Thing. Before the 1960s. You play on that field on the Sunday, and you play on that field on a Monday. You play one game, and I don't know if the fields can hold up, but a lot of fields don't have grass. They have that new field turf. You play one game in the morning at 10, early 9 if you want, and you play the next game at 5. However you want to do it, there is a way to do it. Getting on planes, traveling in cities, If you think this was a shit show that the Marlins are going through, wait until guys are bleeding on each other.
Yeah.
So, they can do it, Lou.
Yes, they could, but they have to do it the smart way. Well, when they're just playing a state where they don't have any major league teams, you know, like what what the Blue Jays are doing in Buffalo. I mean, you know, no point in crowding up your stadium. Why not just play in a centralized location where you don't have a major league team, so you can just play in that location?
Yeah, well, those stadiums, unfortunately, most of those minor league stadiums are built. They don't have the proper lighting for major league games, which I think is crazy.
Okay, now I get it.
But that was a problem in Buffalo. Yeah, the logistics for that stadium was bad. But how come you couldn't put eight teams in New York? How come you couldn't play two games at Yankee Stadium and two games at Citizens Park? I believe that's what it's called, every day. Why couldn't you do that?
Yeah,
so
they should have done that. This is bad planning.
I think this. Yeah, it is. And football is even worse because they've had time to watch basketball. They've had time to watch what baseball is going through. And they still are pretending like nothing is happening. And, Lou, their players are opting out left and right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it.
I don't know either. But training camp did start yesterday regardless.
It did. And we will see.
Yeah. Don't rule out the college season just yet because they did come up with something actually.
I can't see some of those kids out there.
Well,
I just
neither
can't.
Can I? But they did have an article on that.
Yeah, I they're trying.
Yeah, they said the major conferences they're allowing the major conference to begin their begin their seasons in late August and September. The major conferences, not the cream puff.
Well, the Sun Devils, I believe ASU Sun Devils. I think they start September 17th, if I'm not mistaken, and I may be off with that date, but I'm having a hard time with this, Lou. I really am.
I think
understand
we all
these young men. These young men want to play. These young women want to play. They want to show their talents off. They want to show what they can do.
Sure.
So many of them, you know, these young ladies and these young men, they have aspirations of playing at the next level, and they need to play to show that their talent and their skill off. I'm just having a real hard problem when we're running these kids out there, knowing what's out there, and going off of the, well, they should be okay. Studies show they should.
Yep.
People say that.
Yes.
Should be okay. But you know what? It's not safe for you to come on campus to go to class. That just it doesn't sit well with me.
Well, I always thought, too, that it was more for, you know, as the older they got, the better they got. Because I thought maybe it was worse for the younger kids because you know how kids can spread germs quickly than adults and older kids like teenagers and young adults. So I thought it was worse for the younger kids.
It's the other way around, actually, believe it or not.
Yeah, I kind of find it hard to believe. Because, you know, little kids spread germs, you know, rather quickly.
Yep, but the younger you are, the less chance you have of moving it on. In fact, in the state of Arizona, where I reside, they're saying that maybe school opening for kindergarten K through 5 would be actually better and safer and see how that goes first before opening it up to everyone just because the K-5 is showing that they really aren't super spreaders.
I always thought that, you know, the younger they were, the more that was. But then again, the older ones, you know, they're all smooching each other. And thinking, yeah, I get that. You know, I get it.
I tell you what, though. Now that you think about it, though, kids probably won't get it because think about this. A 4-year-old can run as fast as he can, fall on the concrete, get up, dust himself off, and keep running.
True.
If you or I were running and fell on some concrete, we would be down for the count. that's a wrap for us. But four-year-olds, two-year-olds, one-year-olds, they just fall and just get up. They look around first, and if you, as long as you don't say, "Are you okay?" they don't even cry half the time.
Yeah, fine, I'm fine. What's a little concrete?
Yeah. Yep.
It only hurts when I get down.
Yeah. Yeah, I slipped wearing some flip-flops one day like an idiot. It was raining outside. I didn't know it was going to rain. I ran in the store, came out of the store with some flip-flops, hit a slick spot. Down goes Frazier.
Dangerous, dangerous.
Yep. But that's it, my man. That's the story.
Yep. Remember, kids, don't try that at home.
Never.
Even from a professional. Never. Well, you're from a professional in that case. Oh. And, of course, if any NBA player needs help, just dial 1-800-SNITCH. Oh, I'm out of here.
Lou, talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
All right, buddy. Good friend of the program, Lou. Always good to catch up with him. That is his exit line all the time. We can step away, take care of a couple bills. Lou was talking. Didn't want to cut him off. Let him run. Have another caller on hold. Two callers on hold now. Kerry Lackey, Law Line 917-889-7828. I do need to pay some bills. We'll be right back after this on The Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up." Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live this Wednesday, this hump day. I can't believe half the week is over already. So much to get into, so much to jump into in the realm of sports. If you ever miss any part of this show whatsoever, you can peep us out at 3 o'clock every day on KSRN. Get that app from your Apple App Store, from your Google Play Store, or anywhere where you can download your apps. I was actually on the show on Monday night on KSRN talking a little bit of Phoenix Suns. So go over there, get over there, check them out. Listen to these pipes once again, talk a little bit of hoops. Also, Monday night I was, as usual, with Inside Sports. So go ahead and check that out as well. I'll make sure to tweet that link out on both my links, actually on my personal link, at PLR on Sports, and I'll tweet out as well at the Sports Cave. Link at the Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. So a couple of things I want to get into before I start getting into this basketball season. The NFL, a lot of guys are starting to opt out. And I don't really want to talk about all the names, like the Dante Hightowers and the Goodmans with Chicago and Goldman, I'm sorry, with Chicago and, you know, those type of players. I really want to just focus on the disease itself, and I want to go back to what I was saying about limiting how you play, what you play, and almost like potting out like the NCAA tournament does, and trying to get teams as close in proximity as you can, playing as many games in the same place as you can. You know, I know they don't have a team in Oakland anymore, but if I'm not mistaken, they still have a stadium. And you have one in San Fran. And anywhere where you can double up potting and seating, you know, maybe you figure out how to get two teams playing in Las Vegas, two teams playing in the L.A. area, two teams playing in the Chicago area. and you just try to condense this down as much as possible. I know it's hot as hell here, but you at least can play football at Sun Devil Stadium and State Farm where the Cardinal played. You know, if you knock it out and play a couple games, at least a day, late game, early game. I know on grass at Sun Devil Stadium, that's a much larger road to hoe, but you can at least have a team there. They could do it in L.A. because they have the Coliseum. They have the Rose Bowl. They have other options. And maybe you give the games to certain places that can house the most games. See, I think the NFL, they don't want to do bubble life for a couple reasons. One, they don't want to do bubble life, which encompasses everything else I'm about to say. But I'll still break it down anyway. Two, the NFL wants to find a way and figure out a way to put fans in seats. Now, you can say whatever you want to me. The NFL wants to figure out a way to put fans in seats. And they're going to give you the infamous, as long as you wear a mask, we'll rope out off areas, we'll make sure that this is this and this is that. And everyone goes, oh, great. Well, if they rope out off an area and there's only six people that you're sitting with that you know, and there's no one within, you know, that inner row or the row directly in front or directly behind, we should be fine. We'll be near no one. And they keep saying it until they realize when the game is over, what happens? Everyone leaves at the exact same time. Who's going to be the mask police? Will it be the Andy Frame ushers running down telling you, put your mask back on? Dude, 6'8", sat 12 beers, and he takes his mask off. The Andy Frame usher is going to have him put it back on. Security guy is going to come and try to put him out. I don't know. The NFL is going to make the money. The NFL is going to figure out a way to put their butts in their seats. And if I'm coming off like I'm sounding like, you know, Debbie Downer, Mr. Pessimistic, well, a little bit I am. I just don't think, pardon me, look, I cover sports. And an old friend of mine from high school that actually writes had the best quote. Steve Greenberg writes in Chicago. Excellent writer. Check him out. He said, writers, you're a jerk if you don't think we want sports. And he didn't say it exactly like that, but I'm you know, I mean, I always dance it up. But he's right. If you're a writer, if you do sports radio, if you cover a team, you don't want sports to be canceled. Because what you don't know, most people that cover sports, we don't just talk to the athletes. We talk to the PR people. We talk to the security guard that checks us in when we go. We talk to the men and women that work in the kitchen and where we get our food while we're there. We talk to the people that the young people that are like they are like runners. They run stats. We talk to other media members that may not be around because their organization may not have the budget just to leave you around like that. So there's a lot of stuff. We come in contact with a lot of people. If sports don't come back, maybe some of those security people lose their jobs because there's no fans to look after. There's no press to check in. For the men and women that work so hard to have food for the media and for the opposing teams and for the security and for all that, there's no one in the building. They're not working. For the beer person that's yelling, trying to sell beers at halftime, in the quarters, in between innings, during the innings, those guys and ladies, they're not out there just because they love it so much. A lot of times it's supplemental income. They're not getting that. Organizations are laying off 15, 20, 30, 40 people at a time. Just because with there being no real games, there's no revenue being driven in. You can't justify it. Those are good people. And we don't want to see games stop because we think about more than just what you're seeing as a fan on the court. So we're seeing that. We don't want it to stop. But it's hard. It's getting harder to justify doing it if you're not going to put people in a bubble. The Miami Marlins keep popping up with one infection after the other. And they're playing in a state where the person running that state is really lax about COVID. I was a player. Knowing the state Florida's in, I wouldn't want to go there for a weekend unless you're putting me in a bubble for a certain amount of time where I know the team I'm playing has tested negative. You could say what you want about the bubble. Every single player has tested negative for a second time. Let me repeat that. Every single player and coach and anybody that did the quarantine process that's in the bubble are COVID-19 free. They are sucker free. The devil is not in there. What more can you ask for? Football's not doing that. Camp opens, and we have players every day. Someone else has opted out. See, football doesn't really care. And yeah, I said it, and it doesn't matter to me. Who heard me say, they don't care. Money's not guaranteed. Now, yeah, all those support people that I just mentioned, they still get hurt in this. They still do. That doesn't change. But for every player that opts out, the NFL is going to run a guy in that makes a whole lot less money. That part doesn't bother them. It's going to be interesting how this whole thing plays out. I'm interested to see how many players, notable players, actually opt out. This devil is real, not a hoax. I want to touch on one other thing before I jump out of here. Actually, I'm going to save it till tomorrow. I'm going to tell you who I think is going to win the NBA title. I'm going to save that till tomorrow. For sure. Along with the other NBA and WNBA talent that I will have for you. We'll get all that done tomorrow. Make sure you're following us on social media at The Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Cave is with the K, thesportscave.com. Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. All calls made via the Carrie Lackey Law Line. Thank you for joining today. Caller, thank you for calling in. I did have two other ones you dropped off. Hopefully you try back tomorrow and you don't. Until then, this has been the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. And as usual, tips, mighty tips, bring us home.